By mid-April, speedy outfielder Sam Fold was leading the league in hitting at .396. By late April, his acrobatic catches had sent more than one batter back to the dugout, mumbling. Recently, the Rays honored Tampa's latest folk hero during Super Sam Sunday, when 10,000 blue superhero capes fluttered in the imaginary breezes inside the dome Tropicana Field. Bobby O'Brien of WUSF in Tampa has the story of the legend of Sam Fold.
Get a load of this caper, if you will.
How about that? Johnny Damon taking up the lineup card in a cape. You just gotta love the Rays version of Major League Baseball.
Those are Rays TV announcers Dwayne Statz and Brian Anderson covering the pregame warm-up of Super Sam Cape Day 2 weeks ago. On that day, Rays designated hitter Johnny Damon draped the kid-sized sky blue Super Sam cape over his broad shoulders as he strode to home plate before the game. Damon, who had been replaced by Sam Fold in left field, was having a little fun with his teammate, but he also did it as a sign of respect.
We don't look at the cape as being a joke. I mean, we really look at Sam as being superhuman. I mean, the plays he's been able to make for our team, and he's a big reason why our team got back on track.
But Tampa Tribune sports reporter Roger Mooney says the legend of Sam Fold was born on April 11th, when Fold helped the Rays beat division rival Red Sox in Fenway Park.
You know, this team wasn't winning until he got into the lineup. And then, he has the big night in Boston. He goes 4-for-4. He's a single shy of hitting for the Cyclone. He hits a double. More people, I think, in society are closer to being Sam Fold than they are being Evan Longoria. So that's kind of what everybody kind of latched on to.
It was during that 4-for-4 game that Fold had the chance to hit for the cycle. All he needed was a single. During his fourth at bat, he hit an obvious double. His teammates watched. TV announcers speculated. Fold said there was no hesitation in his stride and headed for second base.
To me, it was a no-brainer. I just felt like if I had done that, it would have disrespected the Red Sox and just kind of the game. It was a sure double, and I don't think, the cycle is a cool thing, but it's just a statistical anomaly, and I'm happy just getting a double out of it.
But Fold also distinguished himself with his glove during that April 11th game.
And a shot toward left center. Fold with a diving catch. Sam Fold makes the grab, and that is some defensive play. Fold hitting home runs, making great catches, driving in runs, scoring runs, preventing runs from being scored.
Now that Fold has become a folk hero, tales are being told, like the one about him carrying around a baseball statistics book as a third grader.
Yeah, I was. It was something that always interested me for whatever reason. I always loved baseball, and I also had an inclination towards math and numbers, and those two worlds kind of collided with that baseball book that I carried around wherever I went as a little kid.
At age 10, Fold was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, but Super Sam never let it slow him down.
I always was positive with it, and I immediately sought out type 1 diabetic athletes. So I guess the first one that came to mind was Ron Santo, and a couple years later I got a chance to meet Bill Gullickson, who was a pitcher with the Tigers at the time. So it's inevitable that there'll be moments of negativity, but for the most part I just was really positive with it and looked at it as a challenge more than anything.
A challenge that included starting in left field, a position held for a decade by fan favorite Carl Crawford before he departed for Red Sox riches. By mid-April, the Twitter hash mark Legend of Sam Fold cemented his folklore status. There were feature stories in the New York Times and Sports Illustrated. It did not surprise Rays manager Joe Maddon, who says Fold is a high on-base percentage guy who is fearless, despite his batting average coming down to earth.
You would imagine that. A guy not very tall, not very physically strong or gifted, playing in the big leagues as well as he has to have a lot of fight in him. So when he was going through that tough moment, I did not doubt for a second that he's going to fight back, and he has.
Fold still makes spectacular catches in a single bound, leaving his forearm scraped and bruised. And although his batting average has fallen below .250, Maddon says it's easy to stick with the speedy left fielder.
That means a young man obviously fighting against some odds finally gets opportunity and takes advantage of it. Really an easy story, easy man to like. He's every man.
But in some ways, Fold is not your typical ball player. Put aside his 5'10" frame and his type 1 diabetes. His father is a dean at the University of New Hampshire. His mother, a state senator. And he graduated from Stanford University. On Super Sam Sunday, in addition to his image being featured on 10,000 blue capes, Fold met after the game with dozens of kids from the local Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. Teammate Damon says Fold doesn't need to be Super Sam. Just being plain Sam is good enough.
With his defensive plays, with his bat, he's still helping us win ball games, you know, and it's just not being talked about as much because his average isn't at 380 right now, but even if he's at 220, he's positive for us.
For Only a Game, I'm Bobby O'Brien in St. Petersburg.
It's 19 minutes past the hour. Of course, whilst it's nice to be the best in our region, we have no idea where we stand internationally, but this gives us the opportunity to find out. So spoke Andries Smink, who will lead the Dutch team when the 6th World Egg Throwing Championships commence next month in Macum, the Netherlands. Events will include distance egg throwing, an egg relay, and something called Russian egg roulette. According to World Egg Throwing Federation President Andy Dunlop, who will act as chief umpire during the competition, this tournament, quote, will show that the ancient sport of egg throwing knows no national boundary. It will draw together world-class athletes in pursuit of excellence. I didn't make any of that up, I swear it.